Mario Bauza is among a number of seminal figures in North American music, and like many of his contemporaries, he helped to usher in the fused sound of Afro-Cuban and North American jazz in the 1940s. When it comes to Cuban music, it is seldom discussed just how sweeping Cuba's influence was and remains on North American jazz, with contributions by a number of composers whose appetite for creating uniquely Cuban-centered works include the genre bolero, commonly rendered as a slow-paced Latin work often married to dance. When you hear the word bolero, you might recall French composer Maurice Ravel's noted and very popular 1928 orchestral work, Bolero, which he didn't think so highly of, even though it is one of, if not his most celebrated composition. Others who had a fancy for the genre include Debussy, Bizet, and Saint-Saëns, all of whom penned compositions based on their intrigue with the genre, which retains its own unique Spanish origin. After its conception, the other version of the bolero, rooted in the Cuban vein dating back to the late 1800s, did a bit of traveling through the Caribbean, from Cuba to Puerto Rico, then on to much of Latin America en route to New York City, and then on to Vietnam in the 1930s. The magnetic character of the bolero, like a number of popular Cuban music styles, took up residency with danzón, son, mambo, and cha-cha-cha. These fusions offer a glimpse why the form remains quite popular, particularly with its steadfast link to dancing. The Cuban bolero style has been adapted for organ, banjo, opera, solo piano, orchestra and synthesizer, accordion and flute, though arrangements for jazz big bands in Cuba and beyond tell in part why the form, fused with African rhythms, remains quite fertile. Today, the bolero, shaped by Mario Bauza and many others, is the beneficiary of a collective heritage, ever present in ballroom dancing, a likely setting where passion for the form thrives and where it will likely live on for many generations to come. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.